the washing of regeneration, that's the baptism of rebirth, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Spirit that God has shed forth upon us is the blood of Christ, the incorruptible blood, the true blood, the blood that Jesus said we must drink if we want eternal life. Paul told the Corinthians that we've all been baptized into one body by one Spirit. We've all been made to drink of that one Spirit. This is the blood of Christ, the Spirit of God, the blood that is still flowing today, still reaching and cleansing souls from sin. Jesus' natural human blood could never cleanse a soul from sin. It had to be shed. He had to die. It was the price that He had to pay so that the true, incorruptible blood that was in His being, giving Him life, could come to us and cleanse us from sin and give us life. The Roman soldiers surely were spattered with Jesus' natural blood during the crucifixion process, but they were not sanctified by that blood when it hit them. His human blood was human. But inside His body, there lived a Spirit from God that He called His true blood and that He told us we had to drink. He lived by the commandments of God, and He called that His true bread, and He told us we had to eat it. Our communion in the fellowship of Christ is that bread. Paul said, we, being many, are one body and one bread. When we bear witness to one another, when we encourage one another, when we testify to one another, we are breaking the bread of life. We are partaking of the communion that Jesus suffered and died for us to have. Think reasonably about this. Paul says in Romans 5:9 that we are justified by the blood of Christ. Hebrews 10:29 says that we have been sanctified by the blood of Christ. We are justified, we are sanctified, and washed from our sins in the blood of Christ. But at the same time, other scriptures tell us that we are justified, sanctified, and washed from sin by the Spirit of God. Which way is it? Does the blood wash us from sin, or does the Spirit? The Bible says both. Does the blood justify us before God, or does the Spirit? Both are in the scriptures. Both are revelation. The revelation of God says that we're sanctified by the blood of Christ, and the revelation of God also tells us we're sanctified by the Spirit of God. That is the revelation. That is our foundation. What reasonably can we conclude except that the blood of Christ is the Spirit? When the Spirit sanctifies us, we have been sanctified by the blood because the Holy Spirit is the blood of Christ. When the Spirit washes our sins away, the blood has washed our sins away. When the Spirit justifies us before God, the blood has justified us before God. The division that men have invented with their own reasoning apart from the revelation of God is an invented one. The division that has developed between receiving the Holy Ghost and the blood washing away sins is one that men have imagined. It is unscriptural. It is baseless. It is just the result of the thoughts of men and is apart from the revelation of God. You cannot have your sins washed away before you receive the Holy Ghost baptism because the Holy Ghost is what washes it away. It is the true blood that you must drink. We're told that the resurrection from the dead is accomplished by the power of God's Spirit. That's in Romans 8. So it is by the Spirit dwelling in us that we are going to be raised from the dead. But in Hebrews 13:20, the resurrection is said to be accomplished by the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, which one is it? Will we take one and leave the other off? Or can we read?